And I, again, we appreciate you. Let me say this. We appreciate you for being with us here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I'm your loyal host, and I'm going to be bringing to you two guests today because it's all about business. Business matters. Business matters because business does matter for a number of reasons. And we're going to be talking about ways that those of you who are in business may be thinking about going into business. And you've been wondering how you can get this thing off the ground, how you can get it to work for you, particularly when it comes to finances. You're in a good place. So if you got a chance, go ahead, pick up your smartphone, give a few people a tweet, a text message, tell them to tune in to 1550 AM The Voice because you're going to be hearing from Ken and David. Ken Gaines is going to be one of the men, one of the voices you hear for at least a little while. Y'all know Ken.
Yeah,
he's been with us
while.
Before.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Ken, it's good to have you again. How you been?
Oh, man, I've been terrific, man. It's always good to be a guest on your program. Carl, and as you know, the city's involved in doing a lot of great things to encourage more business growth in the city of Augusta, Georgia. Not only do we have the small business loan program where we offer up to $35,000 for businesses. That means startup or expansion. They can use it for equipment. Operation funds, whatever their heart desires in their business, we can do that with this particular program. And today I'm bringing with you, to you, a local, not really local yet, but he's been in out of this city for a while now, but he's from Rhode Island, I believe he keeps telling me. But he sounds like he might be one of them, mafia guys, you know, from up there, up north somewhere. And those guys know about money now. They know about money. You know? But David Mayer is our new economic development specialist for the city of Augusta. And he's got a couple of great programs that he's going to unveil today that kind of marry what we're doing with the small business development. So I thought I'd bring him along so he can talk to you more, Carl, about what we can offer not only startup businesses, but businesses that are looking for reimbursement for the business license and other kinds of great things that we can offer through the city of Augusta. So at this time, I'd like to welcome to the microphone my good friend and hardworking associate, David Mayer, who is the economic development specialist for the city of Augusta.
Well, thank you both, gentlemen. I'm very, very, very pleased and very excited to be here today. This is great. You can work sometimes in a city or a town for the longest period of time, and just the people locally know you. But this is, means that, unfortunately, this accent's getting out all over Augusta at this time. So let's get to it. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks again, Carl.
You know, I'm pleased to have you here with us, David, and economic development. A lot of us are beginning to really grab hold of how important that is. And you're doing this as the economic development specialist working with the Augusta Housing Development.
That's correct. And let me, everybody knows that a title isn't worth anything unless you get respect for it. And I wish they had really called it the economic development advocate. Because that's what Ken and I do. We're more, makes no difference how good or bad you are at something if you can do it pretty good, you know, how much experience. I bring to this job the fact that I have had my own businesses for over 35 years. So I know what it's like to sit on both sides of the desk to either be asking for money or helping somebody with money. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, is a very important part of my background, is the fact that I've do they say you walk the walk and talk the talk at the same time? So that's where I've been able to come from. So the jobs that I've had, I think that's a very important aspect of the fact that you can empathize with businesses, be a one person, 10 people, 15. You know, I had a lot more headaches when I had 10 people working for me. The money was a lot harder to come by because I had to pay more people.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And the government needed, Uncle Sam needed his pot for all 10, which I didn't mind. So, we know, Ken and I, especially having him be, having worked in this particular area of all the areas of Augusta South, Harrisburg West, every place, we know how important it is. There's many, many storefronts in our area that are closed, and that shouldn't be. The economy is supposed to be doing pretty well, and Augusta's doing pretty well. I mean, we can point to many things. We won't get into that today, but it's without a doubt that you read the paper about things going on with Fort Gordon, Cyber Center, You know, wanting to have a new mall, wanting to have a new James Brown Center somewhere. You don't talk about these things unless you have people that can support these activities. There's, you know, basically things going on Broad Street, Walton Way. So everywhere you look in the city, I mean, I'm an outsider coming to live here and work here, and I'm excited about what it is to be, you know, working for Augusta, let alone, I don't know, how long do I have to be here to be called an Augustan? Is there a time frame?
Well,
is there
a tenure? I think first you got to lose that accent.
I've already spent 6 years in South Carolina, and they didn't put a dent in it. But yeah, it's very, very happening, especially when there's many groups with the CSRA, our own, you know, our Housing and Community Development Department goes to great lengths to be able to help not only the citizens with the housing, but now with the economic development program, they really wanted to put some intense background and money behind it to expand what we're doing beyond maybe just the Laney Walker, Bethlehem area, and really expanding what we're doing out to all the other peripherals of the city as well.
And David, that's where I'd like for you to take us now, the Housing and Community Development Center. You've begun to touch on it, but if you would just expand on that and let us know what Housing and Community Development is all about, what type of organization. We heard with the city, but sharing with us overall mission, game plan.
Okay.
And both of you can feel free to allude to.
I'll just start out that from my knowledge, we have within us basically four entities and three groups. One major entity, our Harper and Home group, they're the ones that really do a lot of the rehab. They put their hands right on people's houses. You come in, you try and get help. We build new houses for people who can afford them, everything from, you know, high 90s into the hundreds. And that's specific government help for people who come in and apply for that. Ken's division is kind of like the overseer of the money we get from the government through the CDBG and the HUD program. But at that same time, the economic development component that's been here for the longest has been helping small businesses with the loans out of that program. So that's something he's worked with and worked hard with and has a lot of contact with SCORE, if you know that. That's retired persons like myself who shouldn't be working but but are doing helping people with mentoring. And the Small Business Development Center, that's another place that comes from the out of the state, but they have individual units. He's very close with those people, so there's a lot of communication. We have what's called a redevelopment sector, and I'm very happy to be part of that, where we actually go out and build market rate homes, and we're also looking to proliferate the commercial and retail of our area as the same way they're doing in downtown. So I think honestly say that they actually hired some, they thought it was important enough for the Laney Walker Bethlehem neighborhood to have one person who could help the businesses with the other person who was there obviously before, but get very specific and working to see all the things we could do to help that area as the downtown gets helped. But we're expanding out to Harrisburg West, to South Augusta, East Boundary. You know, we've started making inroads. I mean, this city is like a small, you know, it's a big city. Let's put it that way.
I tell you what, I'm really happy to hear you talk about South Augusta, not because the downtown areas, Harrisburg, et cetera, the other places that you mentioned don't mean anything, but because we've been hearing about the efforts being put forth in those areas. South Augusta for so long has gone so badly neglected. It's encouraging to hear that major inroads are being made there as well.
Well, let me say this to your listening audience, and if there's anyone out there who has businesses, don't wait for us to come to you. There's too many of you. You have to look into programs that we can help with. If you come to us, then we have the ability, sometimes the money, but places to look to help you. We cannot get to all of you at once, and this new program, which we'll talk about a little bit later, is going to be one example. But we're just two people like yourself working for a large city. So if you hear about things, find out about a way to call us, because the more you call us, the more we can help you. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't look like we're only looking to, you know, do the streets of downtown, or we're only looking to do, you know, Walton Way up through Harrisburg West, or we're only looking to do Dean's Bridge down. We need you to be able to call us from your area to say, what do you have that you can help me? You might not have anything, but at least we started a contact. Because when something else does come along, we will remember that you called us and we know who to contact to be able to give mm-hmm. that help to.
Well, the initial step, Carter, we're taking here that he mentioned is we want the community to be proactive. And Dave, I want you to reiterate the fact that we want them to call us mm-hmm. to see what other programs that may be unveiled. We're talking about the business development project that'll help with the frontage improvement of a facility. Say, for example, someone's considering maybe doing some new signage or maybe doing a different brick face in front of the building. We can assist with some of those things with leverage capital to help them do those kinds of things to beautify their building, to make it more aesthetically attractive to individual businesses and or future businesses that may want to come in and expand in those particular regions. So we have that available to us at all. We've got so many different programs we want to unveil today. I don't think we have enough time to talk about what we're doing. But David is here to reiterate to you several different programs that we're really, really enthusiastic about that we've started initially that are going to help people, especially David, talk to him about the business reimbursement program.
We'll go from little money to big money. Yeah. I always like that. We're going to go from change in your pocket to a wad in your wallet, all right?
All right.
So we came up with this idea. Most businesses starting out, basically one of the first things they need to get from a city or a town is a business license. So this is a great little program. Of course, it's not big money, but what we've found is that if you go downtown and need a license, basically it's going to cost you anywhere between $103 and $209, and that's up to if you think you're going to make $500,000 in a year, then that $209 would be what the city would charge you for what you think. It's based on what you think you're going to make for money that they base it on.
Okay.
So you turn in a form to us, very easy, and there's only one caveat. With all of HUD or community block development loans, the whole idea behind the government giving you the money is they want other people to get work. They want you to improve yourself or help you improve somebody else's status as a worker. So we do have a situation where we have some qualifying amounts. Is it okay to say that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So... And basically, maybe you don't fall under that, but we want to make an important point that somebody that you hire could fall under that. So if you're making more money than you need, then we help you figure out how you can get somebody else who's working for you to be able to get you get the program, to make that simply. So we've got this business license you can call us about that's anywhere from refunding you $103 up to $209. And if you are going to hire enough people and want to go beyond the $500,000, well, I definitely want to meet you because I want to be working part-time for you after my day job. So,
well, the only way they're going to be able to find out who you are and contact you is got to call us.
And
give them the phone number.
We're
going to
be given
David.
The information at the end.
Okay.
But just in case. There's some people who are listening now who won't be able to be with us at the end. Could you go ahead and give that contact information
sure.
now?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. Everybody has different forms of contacting people that nowadays. If you're old school like myself, you can get Ken and I at 706-821-1797 and ask for either of us. That gives you the main direct number to Housing and Community Development. My email is dmaher@augustaga.gov, and Ken's is
mgaines@augustaga.gov.
All right, and if you would, give the phone number one more time.
It is 706-821-1797.
All right, everyone. Ken Gaines, David Mayer, they're discussing ways that their organization can help your business, or maybe you don't have the business off the ground yet, and it's still just a dream. How would you like for that dream to begin to be fulfilled? Stay with us. They're going to share with you more information about how that might happen. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Be right back.